What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, we heard about, you know, why you were let go from the Mets. Can you, because I've heard your story off the air, which didn't match what I was listening to or reading about publicly. You want to share your story about what happened and why you're no longer with the Mets as far as a general manager?
Sure. Well, you know, obviously what was reported publicly was that I was arrested for DWI late in the morning. And, you know, what happened was I put myself in bad circumstances, the wrong place at the wrong time. I was not driving while intoxicated, so it was good to be acquitted of that. But I was driving tired, you know, going out for late. I still don't go to bed till like 1 or 2 in the morning now. So going out for kind of late night food, which is really my vice, is overeating.
What were we talking, like Taco Bell? Where were we at?
It was more of a local place in White Plains. But so, you know, was trying to figure out, I was new to the area, trying to figure out how to get back, and was pulled over on the side of the road. The report was, you know, I was passed out at the wheel. And, you know, the easy part of it was going to trial. You know, I would have pled down just to get it over with, so it would be less of a distraction for the Mets. We can kind of move on. But I also didn't want to have to wear any kind of charge because I didn't think it was justified. So, I was not asleep at the wheel. There's body cam footage that was the whole case that shows they knock on the window. I'm alert. I'm looking down at my phone. So maybe they thought that I was asleep because I'm trying to figure out, you know, where to go. But the judge said all this. I didn't have to take the stand and say all this. But the judge saw the video and said, why are you saying he's passed out at the, you know, police officer said that on the stand. And he's like, I saw the video. He's not. He's alert as soon as you knock on the window. And, you know, I performed a field sobriety test and performed it very well, and they still failed me and arrested me. And that's the other thing that the judge said was, he actually said, I challenge everyone in this courtroom to perform a field sobriety test right now better than this, because, you know, you wouldn't, many of you wouldn't, and you're all sober. So that felt good, more what he was saying, because I knew the truth, but you just kind of have to wear it when it happens. You know, we live in a society where when people get arrested, their lawyers tell them don't talk about it publicly, right? But the police don't. They just put out their version of the story, and so everyone has that version of the story, which is just the way it works. I don't blame the police officers, because I put myself in a situation where they may have thought that. So I understood the circumstances, why it seems suspicious to them, but they got it wrong. They did not offer me a breathalyzer at the time. They eventually did at the station. I actually said I was scared. I've never had a problem with the law. I said no. They have to ask you twice. I said yes the second time, and this is all on video too. And the guy was like, wait a minute, you just changed. And I was like, yeah. I was freaked out because I thought I did well on a field sobriety test, and then they arrested me anyway. And so the third time I said, you know what, no, because you know this. I had had alcohol hours earlier. I had had a drink, but not a lot, and felt which, you know, so I shouldn't be driving anyway with any alcohol, right?
Right.
But I probably, you know, my lawyers told me after the fact, we always tell people at the time that they should refuse a breathalyzer if they've had anything to drink. I think part of that is because they assume people probably had more than what they tell them. When they saw the video, they said, you should have taken the breathalyzer because it's clear that you're not intoxicated. So, you know, that was that situation. And then it was in limbo for a long time. And I wanted the Mets to see the video, and I was willing to have them see all the evidence so they can make a determination for themselves about appropriate or inappropriate behavior. I know it was a bad look, the circumstances that happened with Jared before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
Callaway.
The problem. It was
I mean, I screwed up. I mean, there's no
doubt
about it.
Well, not even that you screwed up, because like you said, you have been vindicated by the video, by the judge, all that stuff. But where the Mets were at, unfortunately, at the time, it was basically a zero tolerance policy because of new owner, because of Porter, because of what's gone on before that. And now you're in the news, and whether you like it or not, and it's unfortunate, the world that we live in, Zach Scott, DUI, like that's the thing that people hang on to.
I see you Google me, that's going to come up. You know, like, so, you know, the video never leaked, which is interesting that a video, and most of the time those videos leak because people look like they're intoxicated, but
right.
this one didn't because it would have been clear that I wasn't. But, you know, the interesting thing was, I was on leave, and then I didn't get fired till November, and they actually asked me to come back as general manager. So we had a couple days of conversations about that. I was starting to do some work in that capacity to make some decisions on qualifying offers for a couple players and, you know, some other potential contract extensions. And then out of the blue, you know, hours after talking to someone about some work I was doing for them, I get a call saying I was terminated. And I never really knew why, because we had worked through that. There's some article that came out saying that there was some contentious meeting that actually never happened. So that was weird. But yeah, I mean, I thought I was coming back. It was disappointing, but you know, I'm okay. I've made my peace with moving on from it. The Mets are in a good place. So it's all good now.
Yeah. I just thought it was important for you to tell the true story because a lot of people don't know that. I know I didn't.
Yeah.
And now people hearing this, well, at least can empathize maybe and say, you know what, Zach was wronged in a certain extent. I'm not saying that Cohen shouldn't have made the decision he made because I understand that.
Totally.
But as far as you being associated with that negative connotation in the DUI, that's not exactly what happened that particular night. Now, where are you at now in your career? I know you got the Four Rings consulting business going on.
Yeah, so Four Rings is the name of my company. I've been doing the last 3.5 years. I consult with sports teams across all sports, just basically trying to help GMs, assistant GMs solve their biggest challenges in sports operations to, you know, be better, is the best they can be at acquiring players and developing players. And then I also, separately from that, as under Four Rings, do executive leadership coaching for both people in sports and out of sports. I also have a little program for people that are looking to work in sports operations, how to get their foot in the door. It's called the Sports Ops Launchpad, and you can actually check it out at sportsopslaunchpad.com. And you can find me on social media. As you said, I do SNY stuff. I do a little writing for MLB Trade Rumors. But I'm mostly on X and LinkedIn at Zach Scott Sports.
You think you get back into a front office at some point? Is that the goal?
It's not necessarily the goal. I mean, I want to be stable for my family in terms of location. I mean, that's the tough thing about the industry is if you go full-time into a front office, you got to move again. And we've bounced around to a few different states.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last couple of years, and I want my kids to be able to at least get through school before considering. So I've talked to teams about coming back in some capacity. I got to spend the whole year with the Texas Rangers in 23 when they won the World Series, which was really fun to be a part of that.
You get a ring for that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Otherwise it would have been five rings, I guess.
That's right. I would have had to change. That would have been a burden to have to change the company name. Yeah, right. But no, that was really fun. That's a good group over there. So, you know, we'll see. I'm open to any opportunities. I'd love to work in another sport. That'd be interesting to do. I've made a lot of contacts in different sports since leaving baseball.
All right, a couple more for you before we let you go. We appreciate your time coming in studio. Zach Scott, former general manager of the Mets. A lot of calls been called. You know, Mets offense has been inconsistent here. Calling up today, fire the hitting coach, fire Chavez. How much does a hitting coach matter? Have you ever had an instance where you had to move on from a hitting coach?
Well, I fired Chili Davis in 2021. You know, for me, I don't like to get caught up in the results. The results were poor when we made that move, but to me it was more about what I was seeing in terms of preparation. I also knew Chili from, he was a hitting coach in Boston, so it wasn't just based on, you know, being around him a couple months. I just thought it wasn't the right fit for our guys in terms of how things were being communicated to them to help them prepare for games. It's hard. You know, it's really about that. It's really what's going on under the surface. You know, if the results are bad, but you think they're doing a lot of things really well and communicating really well with the players. You know, it's hard to just blame a hitting coach for that. I don't know Eric Chavez. I do know Jeremy Barnes. I hired Jeremy Barnes as one of our kind of co-farm directors in 21. And he's a very talented guy, very smart guy. Came from the Houston Astros as a hitting coordinator. They did things really well in player development over there. So I'm sure he's really good at what he does. You know, it's really about connecting and helping guys make adjustments. I view a major league coach's job primarily when you have established big leaguers, especially, is to course correct as soon as possible. Like the guys that can do that well, to notice when something's really off and they can, and you can get them back to who they are at their best as fast as possible, you know, and figuring out the right timing to intervene so you're not always messing with their heads. That's really the key part of coaching in my mind at that level.
You mentioned player development. The Yankees, to me, have an issue with that and have had an issue with that for years. How patient would you be? Do you see a fundamental issue or a structural organizational issue with the Yankees, whether it's Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, Gleyber Torres before them? How patient would you be as a general manager, and do you think that that's the right philosophy to let these guys learn to a certain extent at the big league level?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing to do is to compete at the major league level and integrate young players, because young players are going to have a learning curve, right? It's going to take most hitters, it takes about 600 plate appearances for them to become who they're going to be. And that's not a fast and true rule for everybody. But, you know, I use Volpe as an example of a guy that I thought was moved a little too quickly. You know, he looked like he was on a path to be an impact player, star player. He's still a good player all around. But maybe not as good as people in the industry thought he would be. After AA, they moved him up to AAA. He wasn't there very long, but you saw a big change in his performance in terms of swing and miss and, you know, just kind of the fundamental things. It looked a little overmatched playing at that level, which can be a big leap because you have more veteran guys in AAA. So, you know, him barely not spending a ton of time there and then getting to the big league seemed a little rushed to me. But you hope the guy's talented enough that they can work with him to figure it out. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And I think, you know, people get really impatient. Fans get impatient sometimes and want to see a young guy up there and feel like teams are either manipulating service time or they're not bringing them up. But a lot of times it's, you know, the big leagues is a big step. And one of the worst things you can do is rush a guy and have him really struggle that he could kind of fall down a hole and not get out of it.
And then you could also make the decision to send him back down. The Mets did that with Alvarez recently. It's year three for Volpe. They haven't done it. Dominguez, same thing. Like, he didn't get a lot of minor league reps. He's up here learning to play left field, struggling from the right side of the plate. The power hasn't been there. Like, at some point, don't you have to make the decision to say maybe it's beneficial to send them down for him and for us?
Yeah, I think you want to have a roster where you have the flexibility to do that. Like, you know, the Mets, some people might think they have almost too many pieces, right? It's hard to find when you're mixing and matching and how you're fitting the pieces together. But at the same time, that is what allows them to have the depth to kind of sit a guy or send a guy down when when they need to. Like they send down an Acuna. Like you could argue Acuna helps them in other ways. But, you know, they have other guys that help them too. And so trying to figure that out, you know, there's depth for guys coming off the bench, and then there's depth for injury protection, or you need guys to play more, or performance protection against the guys that struggle. And so you'd love to have a roster where you have a lot of options.
Yeah, and obviously the Mets have that so much to a fault sometimes with Vientos and or Beatty. Last one for you, Zach. I know you got to go here. Zach Scott, former general manager of the Mets, Four Rings Consulting. You can check him out on social media as well, sometimes on SNY, Baseball Night New York. How hard, put yourself in David Stern's shoes here, negotiating a contract with Pete Alonso? We saw what happened in the offseason. Now we've seen Pete have a big year this year, going to have the all-time Mets home run record for the franchise when all said and done. How difficult would it be to negotiate that type of contract? Cohen on top of you, the fans knowing what he means to the fans, and then you knowing how you would value him as a player.
I think that the biggest disconnect between the fan perspective and a front office perspective is mostly the fans. You know, you kind of celebrate what a guy has accomplished. And a front office perspective is always forward looking, right? It's always, what are we buying? What performance can we expect reasonably over the term of this contract that we're talking about? And they're not always the same thing. You know, it's a curve, right? Like it's an aging curve. So he's going to decline. It's inevitable. We don't always know when. There are some things that you can learn from looking at players of his type in terms of the kind of, you know, hitter he is, the size, the position. You know, those guys might not age great, and that's why you might be a little more cautious. We've seen that mostly in the first base market, although Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s contract, how does that change things? So it's hard, and I think Stern's handled it well in the past off season. I don't expect it to be, you know, he's had a, you know, I think he was on a pace to have an outstanding year. He's still going to have a very good year. He's fallen off a little bit in the last month or so, but you know, I don't know if he'll change the approach. I probably wouldn't. I'd probably, you know, play hardball. But again, it's another Scott Boras client, and Scott's going to be pointing to the Vlad contract, even though there's apples to oranges in terms of age. But he should do that. I don't blame him for doing that and saying, well, you know, has this changed the market?
You'd invest in Pete long-term, though? You yourself?
I wouldn't go too long. You know, he's another year older. I just see, you know, a lot of teams will give out contracts to guys till they're, you know, 38 years old. And I just think, you know, he doesn't have anywhere to go other than DH as he slows down. I'm okay with that for middle of the field players, typically. Less excited about that for corner guys, because especially the right side of the infield, there's just not a whole lot of flexibility there. And you start paying a guy 25, 30 million a year or whatever it may be, when he's 34 and beyond, could hurt your flexibility. I know it sounds laughable to say that Steve Cohen's Mets have flexibility issues, but, you know, that's a slippery slope. You could very easily, if you take, you know, that mentality with every player, oh, it's okay, we got money, we can overpay.
You guys with the Red Sox for years kind of got ahead of this stuff too with the superstar. Even though the fans love the player, you wouldn't be afraid to move on from it. I thought it was beneficial to the organization.
Sometimes. Yeah. I wish we kept Mookie. You
well, know, that's a bad one. I mean,
that was one at the time. I thought most of us in baseball office wanted to keep him because he was, you know, yeah, it's a discomfort with the general concept of, you know, mega contracts, right? It's like, well, these don't age well. Well, he's a position player. He's someone we know better than anyone. And he's one of the two best players in the league at the time. And if there's anyone we're going to ever want to invest in and feel comfortable doing it, it's this guy. So either you're in on those types of contracts and you're not, and I think we weren't at the time, but then you see they give a 300-plus to Devers.
Last one real quick. You think the Yankees need a change at manager?
Oof.
Would you?
I mean, it's always hard to not – it's easy to say get rid of someone without knowing what the alternatives are, and I think that's true of GMs and managers, because you're probably bringing in someone with less experience typically – especially in New York. So, you know, but at some point, some of the things I'm seeing fundamentally and some of the patterns of them kind of falling apart at times says to me, maybe it's time for a change of voice. Not that it means anything negative about Booney, but, like, you know, we had a change with Terry Francona, who's obviously a Hall of Fame manager. And it's sometimes it's just, it's getting tuned out and they're just, you need a different voice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that if they fire him, that it would solve the problems, but I certainly understand that perspective. I mean, they get some deep-rooted issues. Zach, we know you got to run. We appreciate your time. Check him out on social media at Zach Scott Sports. Also, the consulting group there, Four Rings Consulting Group. Best of luck moving forward. I'll see you over at SNY, I'm sure, soon. You can check him out also on Baseball Night New York on occasion. Zach Scott, former general manager of the Mets.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.